Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's overwhelming, but the other way. That fraud, a part of the opening salvo from Dave Harrigan. My name is Chad Hartman. We'll get to that with Shaletta, the Queen, at 2:05. Let's get to this one right from the get-go. What's your favorite dive bar? Your favorite dive bar. Dave, you sent me this story. Can I tell you I didn't even click on it?
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Glad I put in all that work.
I clicked on all the other stories. I saw it, and I'm leading the show with it.
You trusted it that much, or you just don't care?
Well, I saw your commentary. You send me some links, and then you provide some commentary.
A lot of commentary.
And it was a cheap shot at Minnesota, and I didn't appreciate it.
Well, not a cheap shot. I think we need to do better.
Wait a sec. Should we go to the airport again? Should we just stop this and go to the airport again?
We could check in.
Check in.
Terminal
see.
1, Terminal 2.
Terminal
How are we doing
1.
On the tram?
Yeah. Q loves the tram.
I've never been on the MSP tram.
Oh, it's very good.
Good tram?
It's very, very good. Your story listed that it was like a nationwide ranking.
Yeah, it was, you know, there was probably 20 or so dive bars.
Iowa.
These are the spots.
Had three.
Iowa had three.
Every bar in Iowa is a dive bar.
But these three apparently are the greatest in the country.
Why? I mean, if every bar is a dive bar, you're just...
It's a bar.
Yeah, you're...
Your state is a dive.
You're cheating because you're basically... You're overloading the field. Entry after entry after entry. But let's go. We'll get to plenty of serious stuff. Major's going to join us in 25 minutes or so. Nothing happened in D.C. this week. Where is your favorite dive bar? And I would prefer if you'd say why. Okay? Add a little context. Add a little info to this. You can call or text the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. When is the best time of year, Dave, do you think to visit your favorite dive bar if you're living in Minnesota? Does it matter at all?
I don't think it does.
You're probably right. I kind of think of it as a, I don't know. I don't think of the dive bars as much in the winter.
Well, you probably don't think of going out quite as much in the winter. But a dive bar, I think, could be wonderful if that's your local spot, if that's your local hang. And
if that's your local place.
You've got your buddies, you know the bartenders, a nice place to warm up in the winter. That sounds lovely.
Among the techs, what is the definition of a dive bar?
Nobody knows. That's
nobody
the beauty
knows.
Of it.
That's it.
Eye of the beholder.
Pornography. I know when I see it, right? Because some people would say, nope. You pick a place. That's my dive bar. No, that's not a dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's up to you to decide if it's a dive bar. For me, my number one is the dive bar I visited frequently when I was a kid. Sometimes of age, sometimes not of age. Schuller's in the greatest city on the planet, Golden Valley, Minnesota. Right there at the challenging, the delicate, the delicious, short, dog leg right fourth hole at Golden Valley Country Club. I mean, in theory, you could just, you know, have a couple pops at Schuller's and just climb the fence at GV. Don't do that.
You would never.
I would never do that. I would never do that. I may have done that more than a few times when I was 18, 19, and 20.
Wow.
Also caddied there a lot. I also think when you label the most fun golf courses in the state of Minnesota, Golden Valley's in the top five. But right there is a dive bar I love. Simple pizzas, not an elaborate beer list. Every time I go by it, she is packed. Just packed. In the summer, because I live out that way, and I have other folks important to me who live not too far away, I make an effort to drive because I love Golden Valley Country Club. And Shuler's and my town, Golden Valley, growing up. So if I can divert 5 minutes out of my way to go through Golden Valley, I will. I'm weird.
It's fine. It's memories. That's okay.
I did it today. I jumped and picked up an adjustment on the common driving lanes. And I was right there in Golden Valley. Right at the highway department.
Good. Stop by. See your friends.
I could walk through the woods to the house I grew up in. On Bassett Creek. Team Golden Valley. Shuler's brings it. There are regulars there. There are people at Shuler's who know people by name. But also as they've expanded the outside area, it's tremendous.
You said it's always packed. Can it be a dive bar if it's constantly full of people?
Fair question. It's a fair question because I'm sure some of the folks who are the diehards are saying, get the hell out of here.
I'm sure they are.
I don't think the folks who own and work at Shuler's are saying, get the hell out of here.
They're probably appreciating right? the checks.
And I'm saying in the summer, because they've expanded the outside, it's very crowded.
See, that's another question. Can a dive bar have a patio?
Yeah.
Because I think dive bar, I don't think a lot of light.
Yeah, I mean, as a text.
Natural light, that is.
My favorite text so far. My favorite Minneapolis club.
Thanks, courtside.
That's Jason's favorite. Yeah, I mean, okay. If I had to pick my two favorite restaurants in the area, I got to pick two. It's Spoon and Stable in Minneapolis and Meritage in St. Paul. Neither qualifies as a dive bar.
Not quite.
Both have spectacular bars. Both. I prefer sitting at the bars. But no, they're not, to my friends who run those places, they're not dive bars. And they're not advertising themselves as dive bars. I also gave you another one. In Cahoots.
Oh, yeah. You've talked about In Cahoots.
In Cahoots.
Tim Pawlenty's got some In Cahoots stories, I believe, he shared with us.
I think he does. I think it might just barely be in Medina. I mean, Plymouth is so vast. It's absurd. I mean, I'm expecting soon there'll be a North Plymouth, the West Plymouth, the South Plymouth. But I think it's listed just barely in Medina because there's...
I'm seeing it in Hamel.
Hamel, that's right. That's right. Exactly. Hamel. Great one because you got some hardcores there at that place.
I've never been, but looking at the photos, that is a dive bar.
That's a dive bar.
Yes, that's
it. And by
it.
The way, wasn't this past summer, but last summer, with Charch at In Cahoots when the Hamel Rodeo was in town? Oh, my God. The sights were just spectacular. What an event that was, because you got some of the hardcore cowboys. You got some of the folks who are working really hard. Tied to the Hamel Rodeo. For me, by the way, at least five or six appearances at the Hamel Rodeo with the kids. It's great. You know me, Mr. Cowboy. But it's fun. Great watching. Then you had the Attractive Cowboys, the Attractive Cowgirls, and then you had, as someone who lived in the general vicinity there, about 50 other people I knew who were just at, you know. So a couple for me. You need to give me a couple when you come back.
I can do that.
And then the texts are coming in. Where is your favorite dive bar? And if you want to say why, I'd love it. Name of your dive bar, where it's at, and why it's your favorite dive bar. We love phone calls, too. They work along with this texting contraption. 651-461-9226 in about 20 minutes. The best radio guest in America, Major Garrett, joins us. I don't think Aquarius is willing to go out to... He's got an estate in Virginia, right? Isn't that where the major estate is?
It's one of them.
About 45,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Aquarius is prepared to go out there yet. Maybe. AquariusHomeServices.com, that's what I'm talking about. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer, not exaggerating, since 1993. Owned a couple houses since then. Every time I own a place, I make sure I have Aquarius at that place because that drinking water is so essential to what we do. I so wish we had Aquarius here at the station because our water is garbage here. The Kinetico drinking water system is fantastic. And right now, with Thanksgiving 6 days away and apparently 400 million people at MSP, make sure you get that Kinetico drinking water system before Thanksgiving because you can save up to 25%. Don't dismiss the water softener. Don't dismiss how they can work with your air conditioner and your furnace. This is a company that is reliable, and there are tens of thousands of customers in this state. They're just good people. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Because it's going to be near 57 tomorrow, you're playing previous songs of the summer.
I am playing previous songs of the summer.
Oh,
but it
great.
Is not because of the weather tomorrow.
So would I win the game there or not?
I think you would.
I think
you don't get the reasoning behind it, but you have the theme.
Okay.
The reasoning behind it, the original, the OG song of the summer performer, you know, of course.
Call Me Maybe.
Carly Rae Jepsen is 40 years old today.
Come on.
Carly is 42 today.
Wow.
We'll certainly hear from her, but we had to play bars song just to fit the theme right there.
And because the three of us were all disgusted by the songs of the summer this year.
Jason being the third, of course.
Yes. Instead of just going along with the crowd, we have standards. None.
Mutombo.
Now, the Sally song caught on late, you know, and it was a contender.
What song?
Look it up. Look it up. That's the problem. Okay, we're talking dive bars. Lots of texts coming in. Keep them coming. About to read those. 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, what do you have for a dive bar?
I've got three that came to mind. Yeah. One is a favorite of my father's. He still goes often.
Yeah.
Ob's on the east side of St. Paul.
Don't know that one.
It's a nice little place. I've been a few times.
Yeah.
Great fish fry. They've got a great Lenten fish fry, but it's a very nice little dive bar.
I could go for a fish fry.
You want to do that?
Q's under the weather. And so we're just hanging out at home the next couple of days. But, man, just a good old-fashioned fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, any
that's a big cut.
Any time of the year, too. Right? It doesn't have to be just during Lent.
No. Fish fry is good any time. You're exactly
yeah.
right. Gopher Bar, St. Paul. Not exactly for the PC crowd, but the Coneys are unmatched.
Gopher Bar, number of visits for me. Number.
I think I almost got my butt kicked by the waitress one time when I ordered two conies, one with cheese, one without. And she just looked at me. You can't just do both the same. You can't just do.
You were right, by the way. Of course you can.
Felt right.
Yeah.
And Skinner's Pub on, I lived on Randolph in St. Paul. That's another classic. Yep. I'm sure
that's
you've gotten texts about
that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got about 15 more because I'm a barfly. So I'll just stop here and start reading some of what the folks have offered up. Let me go back here to the start. Send more, 651-461-9226. The Plywood Palace in Mocawa, Wisconsin.
That's not Minnesota. It doesn't count.
I just like that it's
a great name.
Yeah. And by the way, it might have been made up, but I just it sounded so good.
I parked near there today, I think.
Tony Jaros, home of the Greenie. Is it Jaros? Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
J-A-R-O-S. I've heard of it. Now, here's a good one. Is Bunny's considered a dive bar? Mm-hmm. It is massively popular, okay, for the St. Louis Park Edina crowd. And it's not high end. You're not going in there with all your best stuff from Martin Patrick, okay? It's got the classic good greasy food. The pizzas are good. The burgers are good. The pull tabs are omnipresent. The parking lot is a zoo. Again, eye of the beholder. I'm going to say yes. I go to Bunny's multiple times a year. More often than not after I play golf in the general area. Shockingly, involves golf. Where do you stand? Dive bar or not?
I've never been in Bunny's, but for a place that once had a spot reserved for a head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
But he didn't. I mean, this is Ticey.
Yes. It makes it hard for me to believe it's a true dive bar. You can convince me otherwise.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. So if well-known individuals go to a bar, does that eliminate it as a dive bar?
It might make it too popular.
I don't know. See, I don't think I accept again that a dive bar has to be, in theory, struggling for customers.
Not necessarily struggling. You can have your, you can be mostly full, but you're talking about a place, again, that, as you said, the parking lot's crazy. It's a zoo.
It is.
People just,
honestly,
falling out of the place. I might be too much.
All right. Text me if I guarantee we got plenty of people who have visited Bunny's. Is Bunny's a dive bar? Roddy's, North St. Paul, hidden gem. Lots of good-looking singles gals. Well, I mean, Dave's on the phone right now. Dave's being very particular here right now. Can a dive bar have good-looking people? I say absolutely yes, but you're Mr. Finicky. This is Roddy's, and the texter says, lots of hotties there.
Interesting.
Does that eliminate it from being a dive bar?
Not completely. If we're overrun with hotties, that might be.
A dive bar with a lot of good-looking people? Sounds perfect.
It does. It doesn't sound real.
The 617 downtown White Bear Lake, my friend's aunt owns it, and it's a definite stop after any dinner activity, White Bear Lake. White Bear Lake, underrated.
Nice little downtown area.
It's a good downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early 70s, The Dugout in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Biker bar. Fights and shootings occasionally. That adds to it. I just, I want to hear about it when I'm not there, I guess, if it's going to take place. I don't know why. Arnie's in Shakopee. I'm not familiar with Arnie's. CC Tap for sure. That absolutely qualifies. Okay, let's work some calls in too. Bill has called in. Bill, you're on CCO. Thanks for listening.
Well, first, an in memoriam, the Hexagon Bar at 26th and 26th South. It's no longer with us. It got burned, and I thought they were going to restore it and rebuild it, but they tore it down, and I don't know if anything is going to go in there. Have you ever been there?
I have not, but I love the name. I mean, that's just a great name for a bar.
Oh, it started out as the 50s, then it went defunct for a while and came back as a punk bar. In fact, I could never... Every time I would go over there, the next band would be setting up. I don't think I ever heard live music there half a dozen times because they'd only play one or two songs.
That's funny.
But hey, the Schooner Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they're getting a lot of the leftovers from Palmer's, I believe.
Yep. And Palmer's when it was open, for sure.
Yeah, and then Cornbread Harris, you know, the dad.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
I guess he plays there now, and I met the members of his band at the Art Attack, the fall version of the Art World, the art show, you know,
yeah.
In Northeast. And, I met and talked to the members of his backup band. So
good stuff, Bill. I always appreciate when you call. Thanks so much.
Yep.
O'Gara's. Did you count O'Gara's as a dive bar?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, they had the big like concert space, too. That's, no.
Brad Lane, our czar, and our propeller head, programming propeller head, and a number of techs, the Dubliner. Dubliner counts,
yes,
doesn't it?
That counts.
God, what's Kieran's place? Tipsies? What is it? God, it's with a T. St. Paul. I've been there. It's
the Lexington?
No, not the Lexington. What is it? Come on, somebody give me. Okay, somebody says I sound just like Alan Alda. Do I sound like Alan Alda?
You don't?
I don't think so.
Not nearly as clever.
Well, certainly not. Real dive bars don't serve food except frozen pizza. And don't have patios unless it's for smoking. That's a purist. This is a dive bar purist who just wants a small crowd.
Yeah. I think you can go a little bit deeper than frozen pizza.
I think you can, too. Pig's Eye, Randolph.
Sure.
Yep, for sure. Let's see. The Gopher has chili dogs. Please. A lot of nerve calling him Conies.
They're on the menu as Conies.
Woody's in Bayport. Yes. Cuzzies. Yep. Chad Bunny's not a dive bar. It's been remodeled over and over again. Let's see. Stand Up Frank's. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Just buckle up. Okay. The Robbinsdale Muni back in the day, yes. Kelly's in Centerville. Sandy's Tavern in Richfield. VFW in Hopkins. Bunny's, great place. Yes, could be considered a dive bar with class. Great breakfast, old sprinkler, riser in the middle of the first floor. That's the thing about it. It's in the eye of the beholder, right? On whether it's a dive bar or not.
It is.
Yeah.
But Bunny's isn't.
You've never been there.
I don't care.
Okay. So we get Richard in here?
Sure.
Go ahead, Richard. You're on CCO.
Yeah, the Hilltop in Hanover, they had a murder in a parking lot, four years ago.
Okay.
But then working against it is that there's a rumor that Bob Dylan owned a farm around there somewhere. So I don't know if you can be a dive bar and have that kind of rumor going around.
Thanks. Yeah, I think you can. Thank you, Richard. A lot of people with the theme of there has to be gunfire at the place for a dive bar.
And you can't have rumors about
yeah.
a farmer.
And Robert Zimmerman can't be tied to it somehow. Major's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's back. We'll have some fun at the end, but let's jump into the craziness of your town, D.C., this week. Here is a part of the video, the quasi-commercial, that six Democrats put out, all with a military background, all either with military or intelligence background, that caused the president to suggest seditious behavior and to retweet someone who suggested hanging. Here's a sampling of the audio.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
Two senators, four congressmen, and the president, I guess, acts like how he acts every day, and it never should just be tolerated. It's like, I talked about this a lot yesterday, Major, where so many people are like, well, it's just another day for Donald Trump. And I'm saying, this is really another day where he's suggesting, because individuals with a military or intelligent background are saying, not a lawful order, but you can say no to an illegal order, right? And that you have to adhere to the Constitution, that is your main duty, and that the president then suggests this is seditious behavior and is willing to put out there someone who suggests hanging. This should never be treated as just another day with Donald John Trump as our president.
So I started my show, The Takeout, on this topic last night, and I started by telling our audience I didn't expect to begin tonight's program citing Article 92 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, because that's what this is about. And Article 92 says you are required as a member of the United States military to follow and obey a legal order. It comes with a qualifier, however, that you have a duty, that's what the Article 92 says, a duty to disobey an illegal order. Now, let's take some of the things that have recently happened in the second Trump administration and apply them to that standard.
Right.
Let's say you remember the California National Guard and you are deployed to Los Angeles and the governor of California has said that's illegal. Presumptively, the order you've been given is legal and you are duty bound to follow it because it has followed the chain of command. The commander in chief has given an order, and as a member of the National Guard, you are duty bound to follow that order because it is presumptively legal. Subsequent court rulings challenging the legality of that don't matter. Mm-hmm. When you're given the order,
yep,
you are to follow it because it is presumptively legal. All right? That's just some of the backdrop for what's been going on in our country in the last 5 or 6 months. I raise that because I don't understand the volcanic defensiveness of the president. Because if, as Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, said yesterday,
correct,
he's never given an illegal order, then what are you defensive about?
Yeah, right.
Because if all your orders are legal and everyone understands that, why would you react this way? Why wouldn't you say, well, go ahead, Democrats. That sounds like a little rhetorical playpen you are amusing yourselves in. But that doesn't bother me. It doesn't worry me because I'm not giving orders that in any way could be construed as illegal.
We're in an era of political violence. A man tried to kill candidate Donald Trump.
Yep.
In this state, Melissa and Mark Hortman,
yep,
were killed.
Yep.
With the Hoffmans, it was an attempt on their lives.
They were nearly killed.
Nearly killed. There are other examples of this.
Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk was assassinated for his words. And what have we heard afterwards? Let's tone down, yep, the rhetoric. Let's still have passionate disagreements, but let's find a way to use words that matter.
Mm-hmm.
he's not the only one, but he's the only president of the United States that we have, and not only the most powerful, but the most heard on a regular basis. And if it's someone who is not on his side, he never holds back. As an example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has walked through fire with him, has supported him 99.99% of the time, but differed with him on the release of the Epstein files. And once, after agreeing with him, oh, I don't know, 57,000 times, once she agreed once, she is labeled as a traitor. And these individuals who served our country now, almost all of them have stepped up. And since the president mentioned seditious behavior and reposted hanging, they now have been required, because of the threats they are receiving, to have extra security. And this is driven by the commander in chief.
Right. And just as a point of reference, nothing on January 6, 2021 was seditious, because they've all been pardoned.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, as you know, Chad, I've never called what happened on January 6, 2021 sedition.
Yep.
Or an insurrection, because I believe those are very specific terms that have very specific legal meaning. Riot, yes. I never called it an insurrection. But the president has pardoned everyone, even the felons, on that day. So that is clearly acceptable behavior.
As long as you support him, it's acceptable behavior.
This video is seditious. And if you take his repostings to their natural conclusion, worthy of execution. And if we're going to ask ourselves this week in America, who is the point of origin for more threats to people in public life? The undisputed champion this week is Donald Trump. You mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let me redirect the audience's attention to another wonderful state in the Midwest, Indiana, where members of the state Senate, who are Republicans in good standing, are experiencing swatting episodes at their homes, having pizzas delivered because people want to let them know that they know what their address is. They didn't order pizzas. These are meant to intimidate. They're getting threats on the phone, getting threats online. Why? Because they said Indiana does not need to redraw its congressional lines. It's our business, not the president's, and we're not going to do it. The president wants them to make a nakedly political decision to benefit him and him alone. And the Republicans in Indiana and the state Senate have said, no, we're not going to do that. And for that, they are now experiencing the same thing Marjorie Taylor Greene is, and these Democrats are. So if you, in any way, shape, or form, on an issue, small, medium, or large, anger this president, this is your reality in America. And everyone ought to understand that that's a baseline truth and where we are.
When we come back after a short pause, we're going to talk about a deal that the White House has organized with Russia and, no, not Ukraine, just with Russia, a 28-point plan and the pressure they're putting on Zelensky and the Ukrainians to accept it. Let's also talk with Major about what we talked about extensively yesterday, Representative Jasmine Crockett. And, well, doesn't matter what Jeffrey Epstein I was referring to, it's still just Jeffrey Epstein, because that is also indefensible. He's the best. He's Major Garrett. We're back with him in moments. Right back with Major Garrett. Takeout is a must. Make sure you consume that on a regular basis. This is, again, the complicated and uncertain relationship between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, where Vladimir Putin, going back to when Barack Obama was president, going back to when Joe Biden was president, not when Donald Trump was president, I will make that point again, invaded Ukraine. He wants to put the band back together. He would love to pursue other countries and have that Soviet Union back in play. And so now we've watched the killing of, I don't know, where we're at, millions in this war between Ukraine and Russia. And now we have, again, Steve Witkoff, the president's right-hand man, negotiating with a top official from Russia, not a top official from Ukraine, and they present this 28-point peace plan where Russia basically gives nothing back, makes maybe a slight concession, if any concession, And the pressure clearly is on Zelensky and his fellow leaders that if you don't accept this one, this is what is a part of the pressure campaign, that you will lose our intelligence, you will lose our military weaponry, which has allowed you to prolong this war and have some success that many of us never thought was possible.
That's the long and short of it. And it creates not just a surrender scenario, effective surrender scenario for Ukraine, accepting some territorial gains that Russia's got in 2013 and with the invasion which began in 2022, but also giving up things that, through hard-fought and super bloody warfare, the Ukrainians won on the battlefield. This plan envisions them giving up terrain it fought for and recaptured.
Yes, correct.
In addition to allowing Russian, as a language, official language, in the parts that Russia would occupy, elevating the Russian Orthodox Church, and preventing Ukraine from, in any fulsome way, defending itself in the future.
Yeah, forcing them to reduce their military.
Right, to make them essentially a unofficial client state of Russia.
Yeah.
Which ignores what's happened since Russia invaded, and it didn't take a week or 2 weeks to capture the entire country and decapitate the government. That was the original Russian plan. That didn't happen, and for 3 years now, Ukrainians have said, no, we do not want to live in the way Moscow wants us to be subjugated and live. This peace plan gives Russia more than it has gained on the ground, and all that it is seeks to gain through international recognition. And I guarantee you, though it may not be part of the 28 points, there would be no possibility whatsoever in any court in the land, international or otherwise, to hold anyone in Russia accountable for what are obviously war crimes committed in Ukraine. That's off the table, too. So there is no justice for Ukrainians. There is no future for Ukraine. And that's why Ukrainians are opposed to it. But they also know that this vice-like structure that they find themselves in, invaded by Russia on one side and dependent on the Europeans and the United States for arms, intelligence, communications, assistance, and otherwise, they can't just ignore it in toto and denounce it. They have to work within some construct around it. This might be, and I had former Ukrainian Ambassador William Taylor on my show last night. I said, is this a gambit by the administration to sort of prove to the Russians, well, we did your bidding, and they're not going to go for it, so you got to back off and you got to take some concessions, and here are the ones that we're going to demand of you. Like, we keep waiting for the demand on Moscow part of this conversation,
yes,
which always exists as an abstraction, never exists, at least not yet, as reality.
Among the most irresponsible members in the political sphere this week was Representative Jasmine Crockett, who's become more outspoken. She's been become more embraced by the Democrats. She's been more positioned by the president and others, including some very insulting comments from the president towards her. But she's on the floor of Congress giving a speech about Epstein. Obviously, we've talked Epstein a lot, the two of us, and she starts naming names from people who have received money from Jeffrey Epstein. She talks about Mitt Romney, McCain Palin, George Bush, and she mentions Lee Zeldin. She's on with Caitlin Collins from CNN later, and Caitlin Collins points out a Lee Zeldin response, EPA commissioner. I've heard him interviewed on the Takeout a number of times with you, where he says, excuse me, that's Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, not the infamous Jeffrey Epstein. And in this conversation, which I know you saw, she's trying to justify herself. She's trying to sum up, but, well, we didn't have enough time. Yes, they did. And by the way, if they don't have enough time, don't go on the floor of Congress and accusing individuals. Yeah. It was embarrassing by her. And another reminder where no one will just admit, you know what? I screwed up.
I shouldn't have done that. And members of Congress can conveniently hide behind the speech and debate clause, which means they are protected from any civil liability for defaming someone. They are.
Yeah.
Nancy Mace knows this. Lots of members of Congress know this because they hurl invectives and charges on the floor. And because of the speech and debate clause, they're protected from that. She should have been much more careful about what you say, because in this space, accuracy counts. And it counts more than anything to the survivors. All they want, I've had many on my program, is accuracy and accountability and visibility. That's all they want. And if charges stem from that visibility, accountability, and transparency, fine. If they don't, they'll take the reputational harm. They just want the things that, as survivors locking arms for decades now, they have asked this government to be responsive to. And members of Congress who say they are sympathetic, who say they take their plight and their trauma seriously, need to demonstrate, at minimum, due seriousness about what they say in regards to Jeffrey Epstein or anyone who got money from him. And there are plenty of Democrats who got money, too.
Last thing. We've talked many times about your love of the Padres. Sad news today. This week, one of the iconic Padres passed away, Randy Jones. Mm-hmm. This has got to be in your sweet spot as a kid, watching Randy Jones have a lot of success, including winning his Cy Young Award in the mid-70s.
I'm sitting in my office in Washington, D.C., and right across the space of my office on the wall is a framed copy, Sports Illustrated, 1976, Randy Jones, the left-hander, the headline, Threat to Win 30. July 12th, 1976, Randy Jones was the first star ever in Padre history, the first star to ever command any kind of attention outside of San Diego. And to go to a Randy Jones pitched game meant the Padres were going to win, had a very good chance of winning at least.
And it was quick.
And it was quick.
Yeah.
Hour 45, max.
Yes.
Hour 45. Get your hot dog early.
Let's go. Are we talking next week, Wednesday or Friday, or neither?
Wednesday, but not Friday.
Seriously. There might be sanctions.
I could retract Wednesday.
Whoa. Whoa.
Do it.
Don't get sniffy with me. Don't you get sniffy with me.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll talk.
Major, next Wednesday here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.